listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Idol on Trail Mix 103.1, Moni Moni, starting the 7 o'clock hour, and maybe, just maybe, starting your day. If so, thank you so much for tuning into Trail Mix to start that day. Gray here with you, and this is another six-pack. Billy Idol just started it. ABC and Tom Cochran are up next. That's the Look of Love creeping up behind us. And we'll start the day together. We are in the sweet spot of the summer. We'll talk about last weekend. We'll talk about this weekend upcoming and all the stuff going on. It's flying by already, and it's only Monday. First, ABC up next on Trail Mix.
When your world is full of strange arrangements and gravity won't pull you.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Music.
Saving money is easy with the Trail Mix 103.1 Shopping Show. Go to trailmix.fm and start saving today at local restaurants and retail stores. It's easy. Trailmix.fm.
Kenny Loggins on Trail Mix 103.1. That's Footloose. Imagine Dragons just before that with Radioactive, and those two, numbers 5 and 6 of this hour's six-pack. Every morning show, every hour starts with six in a row. Great here with you, and good morning. Thanks for starting the day with Trail Mix. We've got another qualifier keyword today, and only a few left because the drawing is already Friday. Can you believe Flamborama is this weekend? And if you're not familiar with how the drawing goes, you've probably heard it several times. Need be present to win. Need be present this Friday, 6 p.m. under the big tent at Flamborama. Qualifiers win prizes just by being picked as a qualifier, but also one of the 12 qualifiers, of course, will be winning that grand prize drawing, which will take place. Also, come to find out that we're also going to be qualifying a Magical Mystery 13th qualifier right there at the drawing. So don't worry if you haven't had the opportunity to text us. Maybe if you're a listener without a smartphone, I know there are dozens of us out here. There will be an opportunity there. Be present on Friday, 6 p.m. under the big tent at Flamborama, and there will be an option right there in the moment to be a 13th qualifier. One of those 13 qualifiers taking home that recliner from Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Otherwise, today's keyword is carnival. That's kind of what we'll be at this Friday. Can you believe it's already Flamborama week? It's Flamborama week, I think that's fair to call it. It feels like Christmas Eve, but I don't know. That doesn't kind of have the Flamborama week doesn't have the magical pop of Christmas Eve. We'll work on it. We'll name it together. We'll come up with something just a moment too late. Maybe we'll think of a good name for Flamborama next Monday. Right now, though, on Trail Mix, weather coming at you up next after sports and some local news.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Packers put on the pads. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers enter their second week of training camp. Wide receiver Dontavian Wicks struggled in his second year last season. I asked him about what some called a sophomore slump.
We all know I had a few drops. The whole media know that. You know, that's one thing I wanted to focus on this summer, getting around the ball more. You know, because in practice you might not get that many opportunities.
Baseball, the Brewers and Chicago Cubs tied for first place in the NL Central. Both teams facing off tonight in Milwaukee, beginning a three-game series. The Brewers with a dramatic 3-2 victory yesterday over the Miami Marlins, thanks to a walk-off RBI by Blake Perkins, back from a fractured shin bone this spring.
Sometimes there's so much more, you know what I mean? It was emotional for me to see Perk come through right there. I mean, that was huge.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Koenig. We're brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned, built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. We wrapped up Pioneer Days in Butternut this past weekend. It was a hot one, and one of the featured events was the 16-team sand volleyball courts on their beautiful two courts that they have there in the top of the hill in Butternut. Congratulations to the team of Vertically Challenged as they came away with the victory this past weekend. Well, this coming weekend, of course, we point our fingers ahead to Flamborama, and the activities begin on Wednesday with music Wednesday night live. Hip Pocket will be down at Old Abe Memorial Park Wednesday night. Thursday night, it's Harborama, and then activities all weekend long, of course, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Flamborama weekend this coming weekend here in Park Falls. Well, some are teasing a run for the state's top spot. Lisa Hale reports on the Republican field of candidates for governor.
With Governor Tony Evers' announcement that he would not seek a third term in the state's highest office, politicians on both sides are wondering who will run in the first gubernatorial race without an incumbent in 16 years. Two Republicans have already declared their candidacy: Josh Shulman, the Washington County executive, and Bill Berrien, the Trump-aligned businessman. Interestingly enough, former Republican Governor Scott Walker teased a run on the social media platform X by posting photos of a red hat with "Make Wisconsin Great Again" on the front and 45-47 on the side. Now, while 45-47 references President Donald Trump as the 45th and 47th president, coincidentally, if he ran and if he won, Walker would be Wisconsin's 45th and 47th governor. On the Democratic side, who will run is mostly speculation right now. The shortlist includes Attorney General Josh Call, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski.
You can find more news at civicmedia.us.
Get ready for a laid-back summer with 98Q Country and Trail Mix WPFP. Now through July 30th, one qualifier will be picked each weekday. Listen for the daily keyword announced several times on both stations, then text it using the free Civic Media app to enter. All qualifiers win a prize, and one scores the grand prize, a recliner from Shawamigan Home Furnishings. The winner will be drawn Friday, August 1st, under the Flamborama tent. Must be present to win. Don't miss your chance. Listen for daily keywords on 98Q Country and Trail Mix WPFP.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. It will be muggy with a heat index in the upper 90s today. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms will drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
The right mix for Park Falls and Butternut. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
I don't know why I like it. I just do. You
same time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.
Semisonic on Trail Mix 103.1, halfway through the 7 o'clock hour. That's Closing Time. Whitney Houston just before with So Emotional. Huey Lewis, Stevie Wonder, and Michael Jackson up next. That might be more talent than you can handle. Find out. Stay here. Here's Power of Love.
Back.
For Park Falls and Glidden, this is Trail Mix 103.1.
Room. smooth criminal.
That's Michael Jackson on Trail Mix 103.1 with Smooth Criminal, Stevie Wonder, and Superstition just before, following The Power of Love in the middle of the hour. Coming up to start the 8 o'clock hour before we talk a bit of football, it'll be a six-pack, of course. Six songs from the 80s, the 90s, the now. And normally now would be sort of sports, but I wanted to update you on a bit of a personal journey I'm on here. Not to talk about me, but to give you a peek at something that I know a lot of us have thought about, at least if you're at all like me. I think about dropping my phone a lot, not dropping it, setting it down, spending less time on it. Because even after about a month ago, I deleted the Facebook app, I deleted the Instagram app. The only social media-ish app I still have is Snapchat, because that one is more directly based off of contacting people and keeping in touch, as opposed to just looking at random junk through a Reels kind of system. And that's really what I was trying to avoid, was scrolling, the doom scroll. I didn't care what my friends were up to more than I should. It was more about just the endless low attention span, short video content that I couldn't do it. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, even Snapchat has it, but it's a little easier to avoid by their structure. That was probably about a month ago, maybe about 3 weeks ago. And I just wanted to tell you that I still am on my phone almost as much. It's weird. It's like the screen itself was part of the draw. And if I look at my screen time, there's a noticeable dip, but only of about half an hour per day since that time. And what I found that I end up doing is scrolling the news. There's one app I've got, which is the only one I will stomach when it comes to news. I love our updates here. Our local news updates are fantastic. ABC News is awesome that we partner with here from the Civic Media Network. But the only app that I'll personally use to digest it is a particular app that brings news from several sources, because that's what I view as the main problem. Each source has their own bias in what they will or won't report, let alone in how they report it. And I think single sourcing is one of the biggest problems right now. So I use an app that multi-sources, and I'm having the best day ever right now because that app is down. I think I'm going to have to delete the news app next. It's the last thing that even offers me an opportunity to scroll. But yeah, if you're thinking about dropping your phone, just know that you might still be fighting it even after a month of deleting all of the problem apps. The phone itself, oof, it's its own obstacle. At least for me. Weather up next on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. It will be muggy with a heat index in the upper 90s today. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms will drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Don't wish it away, don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. Before you and me run to the place in our hearts where we hide. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands, the time spent with you. Laughing like children, living like love. Stare into space, picture my face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Wait on me, girl. Cry in the night if it helps. More than hell, I simply love you.
Can't you see?